We're learning about a rural affordable workforce housing initiative in the northern reaches of our state on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. So this is the work of WEDA, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, put together a $10 million housing pilot plan that is underway in some of the northern reaches of our state, as I said. Have you left a job because you couldn't find adequate and affordable housing? Do you hire seasonal workers with barriers to housing? What do you do to help? What ways can the state step up to address this issue? 800-642-1234. Anna Simpson is Director of Community and Economic Development at WEDA, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Anna, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me on the Morning Talk Show.
Good morning. Let's start with terminology. What exactly qualifies as workforce housing? What does that mean?
Workforce housing is for individuals that wouldn't have to pay anywhere between 60 to 120% of their county median income. And at the end of the day, our goal is to not have to have someone pay more than 30% of their salary towards their housing expenses. So workforce housing is just that, housing for our workforce.
We've heard that 30% rule, if you will, that mantra of you trying not to spend over 30% of your take-home pay on housing. So how is workforce housing different from, say, subsidized low-income housing or housing voucher programs?
It's a different concept. The workforce housing is specific to the project. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about multifamily, or in the case of single family homes. So for example, unlike the voucher program, workforce housing can be single family home ownership. So there are programs that exist where if someone is in that salary range of workforce housing, you can qualify to receive, for example, down payment assistance. We now know that one of the biggest barriers to home ownership is being able to save enough money for down payments, especially with the cost of homes rising. So depending on your salary range, you may qualify for down payment assistance. You may qualify for certain programs that can help you get into a home. So again, workforce housing isn't just specific to vouchers that travel with a person. It's larger than that, and it does encompass both rental housing mm-hmm. and also homeownership.
Anna, there was that Commission for Rural Prosperity that was created by Governor Evers, and it found a significant shortage of rural workforce housing in parts of our state. Why is the workforce housing shortage of special concern in rural areas?
I think that there are several factors that have attributed to the shortage of workforce housing, specifically in certain areas in rural Wisconsin. We've held several statewide listening sessions, and there are definite common themes that have arisen from those discussions. And those themes have pointed to the cost of construction, so rising construction costs. There tends to be limited developer interest due to economies of scale in rural communities. There's an aging housing stock. There are few affordable rental options. There are zoning and infrastructure challenges. And also there's some limited financing for new construction and renovation projects. Those tend to be the common themes that that have attributed to the issues in workforce housing in rural communities.
Multiple issues going on. Anna Simpson with mm-hmm. us, Director of Community and Economic Development at the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. As we explore WEDA's efforts to address workforce housing in rural parts of the state, do you live and work in a rural area? Have you moved to a city for a job? Have you moved into Wisconsin for work? Do you struggle to find affordable housing near your work? 800-642-1234. And I'm thinking about the thousands of seasonal workers who come from around the world every spring to the Wisconsin Dells area. The Hiawatha Residence Hall was built in Lake Delton in 2014. So dorm-like style housing helps to accommodate the international workforce especially. What are the different models of workforce housing, and how do you see what is happening in the Dells fitting into the larger picture here of seasonal workers?
There are several different models that exist today, but what I will say is that through our Rural Affordable Workforce Housing Initiative, that's part of the work that the communities that are going through the pilots are exploring, is looking at what currently exists, is it working, and what other models are out there. There's precedents across the nation, and everyone in many ways, we're in the same boat. So we're really trying to learn from one another. And one of the things that the communities are doing are exploring what models have occurred in other parts of the country that make sense here in Wisconsin. And are there ways to combat some of the barriers that I mentioned before? So for example, I talked about the cost of construction. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the models that exist in other places? So whether it's tiny homes, modular homes, et cetera, right? So going through the pilot community process, they're exploring, you know, what are other models? Because again, we do have solutions already that exist in the state, but we still have a problem. So the pilot process is really looking at what can we explore that's different than what we've already been doing that starts to tackle some of these issues.
Would this dorm style building type of project be one type of thing you would be exploring?
That really is dependent on the community. So, right. So at the end of the day, going through the Rural Affordable Workforce Housing Initiative, that process is a human-centered design, and it's about going to the lived experience users, the community in this case, to dictate what are their specific needs, right? Mm. So unlike maybe approaches from the past where WIDA or other partners, the developers, et cetera, that they would drive what the solutions are, through the Rural Affordable Workforce Housing Initiative, the pilot communities are driving the solutions. So at the end of the day, they are looking for what their needs are, but also at the same time, keeping in mind what are solutions that are replicatable across the state of Wisconsin, because we do have, you used Wisconsin Dells as an example, but one of our pilot communities is Door County. Mm-hmm. That's also very much affected, right, by a seasonal workforce. So again, what are solutions that are replicatable to other rural communities across the state of Wisconsin?
And as you mentioned, looking at what other states have doing, what other places around the country have doing, I've had an eye on the Lake Tahoe area and what Lake Tahoe has been doing with this type of workforce housing, very much in the same boat. You have really high housing costs and you still have a workforce that needs to live near where they work. And I'm wondering, what is the role of companies and employers as you look at the partners at the table? What do the businesses bring to this?
That is a great question, Kate. And I also jotted down the Lake Tahoe area. I want to make sure that we've been using some precedents from that area. So that's a great tip. But in terms of the employers, at the end of the day, access to safe, affordable shelter is fundamental to sustainability of our communities. And you hear so much about the social determinants of health, and housing security is a critical piece of just our overall health and holistic wellness. And for employers, that is so important because they need local skilled workers, and communities need housing, and they need our businesses for a healthy tax base. So for employers, what couple things. One, we have, through the Rural Affordable Workforce Housing Initiative, we have several employers that have stepped up to be a part of the process. And that is so important because, again, they are part of that ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And it may feel different, but they truly are. And at the end of the day, it really takes so many partners to make this work. It's not just the local government, whether it's the county or the city or town. It's not just WIDA or another partner. It takes all of us to start to tackle some of these issues. And employers truly are a critical piece of that. I'm sure you've heard of employers paying stipends, for example, yes. mm-hmm. to employees, correct? Mm-hmm. I always think about, well, what's the power and leverage? Could that investment in their workforce be utilized in partnership with other sources, right? And the leverage, what could that do? So it's about thinking differently. It's about innovation. And that truly is why we invested in this process, so that we can start coming up with solutions that, again, are different and may feel different, but it really does include everyone that is part of that community that is willing to step up, to start thinking differently, start determining what are those needs specific to that community. But again, employers are a critical piece of that.
Anna Simpson with us, working on affordable workforce housing, that issue for WIDA, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Do you live in one of the counties, Bayfield, next door in Ashland, perhaps Marinette or Door? What is the rental housing market like? What is the ability to purchase a home like? Have there been efforts in your community to provide seasonal housing to workers in an industry like tourism or agriculture? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Anna Simpson here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing challenges with finding housing in the area you live and work on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. For communities all over the map, the problem attracting workers and workforce development goes hand in hand with affordable housing. The Urban Land Institute says diversity is the hallmark of a healthy and balanced community, and that means having a variety of housing types appropriate for residents in all stages of life. How do you define affordable housing? What is your community doing to address this issue? It's 800-642-1234. Anna Simpson is Community and Economic Development Director for WIDA, the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, with us for about 8 more minutes. So explain why were Door County, Marinette County, and the Shawamigan Bay Area chosen for this initiative?
Thank you, Kate. The pilot design process included 3 phases, research and engagement, ideation, and implementation. It also is part of a greater initiative that includes supplemental financing tools. So part of that is we updated our housing tax credit allocation plan to help more rural projects qualify, developing new multifamily housing gap financing to help more rural projects advance, and expanding our first-time homebuyer down payment assistance program, which is called Easy Close. As far as the 3 communities that were selected, participation attracted a strong interest throughout the entire state, and the selection process was rigorous and highly competitive. But the 3 pilot communities shared common traits, including collaboration among local government and private sector entities, as well as proven groundwork on the issues surrounding affordable housing, including an initial investment in a regional housing study. So the communities that were selected were based on criteria, including the demonstrated need for workforce housing and the understanding of their local or regional housing gap, the existing momentum that they had within the community related to workforce housing, commitment from local employers, government entities, and others to ensure close collaboration throughout the pilot process and implementation, the assessment of need, presence of other community resources and land use, and then finally, new housing and rehabilitation criteria that can provide for leverage. So we looked at the definition also of rural taken from the USDA. So the communities needed to be in a rural county, which more than 25% of their residents reside in a rural area under the standards established by USDA.
Okay, so really a lot of qualifications there. Talking with Anna Simpson, Director of Community and Economic Development at Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, working on initiatives around affordable housing and hearing your questions, 800-642-1234. Christiane is joining us from Racine. Christiane, hi, go ahead.
Hi, actually it's Christian. But
oh, Christian, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know a couple of years ago, some legislators, it was Francesca Hong and Christina Shelton, tried to put forth an economic justice bill of rights in the assembly. And of course, it didn't get much further than that. But I was wondering if your guest has any comment on kind of where that idea was going, or whether or not they're trying to implement those ideas, you know, outside of actually having legislation. One of the tenets of that was having, high quality, safe housing available to the residents of Wisconsin.
So very good question here. How does this translate, this type of work translate into policy, into legislation, Anna?
That is a really great question. Thank you. So going through this process again, as I mentioned before, we're really trying to be innovative and look for solutions that are replicatable. I'm not familiar with the bill that this gentleman, Christian, mentioned, but at the end of the day, we're looking for solutions that are replicatable. And if at the end of the day, going through the process identifies that there is something maybe on the legislative side that should be worked on, that is something that obviously then we could elevate and bring to the administration, should that be something that is uncovered during the process.
We have an email here from Kathy to suggest a workforce housing development to look at in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And Kathy said that resorts there come together to build workforce housing. And Kathy's wondering, is that happening in Wisconsin at all? Have you heard of programs like this?
That is a really good question, Kathy. And Jackson Hole is a beautiful area. I've been there. I am not familiar if there is that type of work happening with resorts coming together. That is something that we can most certainly look into. I'd be curious to see if there could be potentially something happening like that in the Dells area already. Not sure, but that is a great suggestion and something that we can dig into a little bit further.
So what is the timeline for this Rural Affordable Housing Initiative project? What happens next?
So for the Rural Affordable Workforce Housing Initiative, our next steps are finishing up the process with the three pilot communities. So in the months ahead, Door County pilot team, along with WEDA and other community partners, will be working to launch and implement some of the pilot solutions that address the core areas that we discussed today. They are in that implementation phase. Marinette is wrapping up with ideation, and Shawamagon Bay actually is participating in their research and engagement kickoff yesterday and today. So for example, the kickoff and engagement or the research and engagement process is about a 6 to 8 month process. Mm-hmm. So we will be in this work through the end of this year into next year as well. And again, it's going through each community, through each of those three phases that I had indicated. But what I would encourage folks to do is to visit WEDA.com. There is a landing page in our About section that is titled Rural Workforce Housing. There you can follow what's happening in all three communities and see the timeline of where we're at and what's left to do in those communities and what has occurred and what's going to be coming up.
So you can really keep tabs on that. Only a couple seconds left here, but what defines success for this project?
For success for this project, at the end of the day, is finding new solutions that are replicatable that lead to additional housing. Mm. And because at the end of the day, the reason why we started doing this work is to ensure that we are creating more housing. So that is the end goal, is that we find solutions that lead to more housing, and that at the same time, there are solutions that are replicatable and can be used by other rural communities across the state of Wisconsin.
Anna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
Anna Simpson, Director of Community and Economic Development at the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Ahead this hour, some school districts saw record high enrollment last year for summer school. How are they preparing for this year? We talk with the Racine Unified School District. News update is next. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.